Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh my God. Do you want to see our video?
Oh yeah.
Arden played the full song when she was a guest on our
podcast. Yeah, that's right. It's so, come on, look at that. Shook this room. I'm a great podcast guest.
It's great.
I really know how to wow a crowd.
We listened to the entire thing.
I made it all about my podcast.
40 minutes.
I go on other people's podcasts.
It is a great song, though.
It's so good. Yeah, it's Mark good. Rivers.
Will you accept this rose?
Is that Eddie Pepitone?
Yes. Oh, my God. Hello. Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine. Once again, Mark Rivers. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. You guys, Atlanta freed me for 3 days.
Oh,
I'm back.
You're back.
And I'm going to say downright one of the most exciting lineups that we've had.
This is a dream team.
We have a newcomer to the show here. Across from me is my partner in crime, my platonic lover, my lady life partner. She needs no introduction, Miss Erin Foyer.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Erin, thank you so much for coming over to my house last week and my regalia, my Patriots and FBI regalia.
I had to find the joy of my inner child to get through your front door with your Patriots sweatshirt on.
You know
go
what?
Go Jacksonville.
I have to tell you, go Jacks, go Jacks.
A sentence I never thought I'd say in my life. Jacks.
Go Jacks, go Jacks. I have to be honest with you, I did watch the show last night again under my weighted blanket.
How is the weighted blanket?
I have a weighted blanket. I got a lot
She sleeps upside down.
There's a lot of emails about the weighted blanket, and I just want to say it really...
Does it work?
It's so soothing.
I felt so soothing.
Oh my God, I want one.
Okay, to my right is...
I do too.
To my right is a lady that... We started off just sort of as like acquaintances. She came and did the podcast a couple of times. Then I did her podcast, and we are downright like full on, like really close friends now. You know her from Orange is the New Black. You know her from Crashing. You know her from her own podcast with special guests, and she has a new one called
Raised by TV.
What can't you do, Miss Lauren Lapkin?
Yay!
Lauren, how are you?
So good, and I'm so happy we're friends.
Things are so good.
So
I'm so happy we're friends too. I'm wearing a shirt that I saw. We went to the Bandeau open house.
Yes,
and I got a. I look like I'm. I felt I'm like in a Christian cult. It's a spray paint shirt.
Spray paint shirt
says trust your gut, and it's got a sunset on it.
I made one as well, and I wish I was wearing it now. But I made such a deep cut inside joke with myself that it's like not funny to anyone.
What did you write on it?
It's such a weird reference that I just thought of in the moment. I was like, yeah. Smarter child is what it says. And it's this AIM, like AOL Instant Messenger robot that I used to talk to when I was in middle school.
Yeah, oh, that's good. I like that.
Wow, you said that out loud, Lauren. That's wow. amazing.
But my boyfriend also talked to it, and we didn't know each other.
Oh,
and so it felt like
okay,
a...
That's it was adorable. Your connection.
It was like an auto-reply sort of thing where it would like have a conversation with you, and you'd be like, fuck yeah. you, bitch. Like, it's like talking to Siri now.
Yeah.
You did?
Katie yes! on Miss Katie Levine.
Oh, my God. I'm not crazy.
Katie.
I know, never heard of any.
Now,
of
Katie,
that.
I know you have a lot of feelings. We're not starting. The game has not begun yet, but I know you have a lot of feelings about Ari.
I do.
Okay.
And they're not good.
No, I know. I know that.
God, who doesn't want to be open mouth kissed by that walrus?
Oh, God.
Do not.
Wait. Sorry. Hold it.
The way
hold
the tongue.
To my left. Sorry. To my left. is a gentleman I first learned about on Lauren Lapkus's podcast.
Really?
Yeah. I listened to your episode of With Special Guest. You made me laugh so freaking hard that I hunted you down on Twitter.
That's right.
I slid into your DMs.
You did.
I friended
Whoa.
You on Twitter.
Yeah.
I came to your podcast and played our podcast full song. and I found out that we both
like it.
And your podcast is called Throwing Shade.
Yeah.
You've won an Emmy.
Yeah.
No, holy shit.
Lauren's been nominated.
I know. Lauren, you
enough?
Have like a SAG award and stuff too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, fine, but wait.
Well, you've won an Emmy.
I know. The truth is I feel sorry for Lauren. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Lauren.
What's your Emmy for?
A long time ago when I wrote on the Ellen Show.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a daytime Emmy, so it's half.
It counts.
Did Susan Lucci give it to you?
She did. Then we made love.
Oh, my God. She makes love like a sweet, sweet angel and always in a satin robe.
Always.
Like Erica Kane.
Yeah, it takes hours. It's the best.
Oh, my God. Anna Hosnier. So nice to see
Nobody's
you.
Nobody's mentioning that I have a morning Emmy. That's a little odd.
I have a local morning Emmy. I actually was nominated for an LA area Emmy, and I went with it was and we lo- I lost to like Dallas Rains or something. I lost
oh
to like the local
God.
Weatherman.
He's like, the what, news why?
What would you have been doing that you would have been nominated?
I accidentally hosted a local Fox Entertainment program called That's So Hollywood, and I got nominated. And I went and I lost to like Dallas Rains. I lost to like I went with Mark Thompson, who
okay.
was the weatherman, mm-hmm. and I lost.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Before we get going, because we have such limited time, there's so much to say. I just have to say thank you to somebody who tweeted me this, and then Anna also texted it this morning. I think Nick Viall is now dating January Jones.
I know.
What?
I'm so mad.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I don't even. What are your thoughts? Thoughts.
What? It's bad. My thoughts are.
What is she doing?
She's got a problem.
Yeah.
My other thoughts are, didn't she just have a baby 1 second ago?
Did
or
she?
Is that not true?
Did she?
No, I think she had a baby a while ago, but it feels like she just had a baby. Or did she have a second baby?
No.
No, she had a baby a while ago, but it was that whole thing where she was eating
she
the placenta
tell,
and
what?
She wouldn't say who the father was.
Yes.
And people think it was Bobby Flay.
Do
but...
you know who I thought it was? In my mind,
which one's January Jones?
She
again?
Was on Mad Men, the beautiful blonde ice queen.
Oh,
on. In
okay.
my mind, I actually thought, didn't she have a baby with David Copperfield?
Oh, my God.
That wasn't but I wish she did.
No, magic. I think it was like Claudia Schiffer did.
But she okay, did name okay. her baby Magic.
Oh my God, I
so
wish she
maybe.
Did. Magic Jones. Magic Jones. Oh my God, it's
so
Orlando Jones is like co-star.
Children.
Magic Jones is such a great name.
Magic Jones. And I also want to say, in 2 weeks, we're going to be in San Francisco at Sketchfest. Me, Aaron, Padgett Brewster, Rob Benedict, Steve Heitner, Lori, Alex the Hot Russian, Alexis
Hello.
The Dolphin,
Hello.
And Jasmine Chokey. We're going to be... It's January 28th, 4 p.m., Cobb's Comedy Club. Please come so we look popular. And a shout out to Casey Roonan, who does awesome art for us. Okay, let's just start. Here we are. We're starting out. Bibiana, the meatball.
My sweet meatball.
She thinks he looks like a meatball.
Oh my God.
Call her my sweet little meatball because I love everything about this woman.
She's starting out real feisty. Just overall, I am so fucking bored by Ari. Like, right?
He has nothing to offer.
Nothing. And like, he's sort of the kind of guy where at first glance, you're like, he's good looking. And then the more you're with him, you're like, this is my grandmother. this is not only a feminine man, which, you know, I'm all about, but like, is also an old woman.
No, it's true.
Not to jump ahead, but when they were talking about how they're
the
like,
cardigan sweater.
He's like, and I'm wearing my cardigans and going to bed early. I was like, I was so mad. I was screaming, but I was like, I'm mad because it's a fine conversation to have, but you can't act like it's funny.
No, no.
It's not humorous.
And she didn't know what to say, so she just kept agreeing. And you know, she's never worn a cardigan and went to bed early. She's like, so am I. I have pajamas on all the time. I don't know myself. I don't know why I keep talking.
No, I'm hammered. No man has ever said on a first date,
yeah,
I slid into my cardigan phase. Like, no man underneath.
He was done with her. Dude, we can get there.
It was, and I also feel like he's so clearly not going to marry anyone. So it's just watching a realtor from Scottsdale, like, lappingly tongue kiss, the grossest kiss, 400 women. Like, he's just clearly getting off on making out with everyone.
I know.
Everyone.
And the later the date, I don't know how long these dates run, he is exhausted. Like, at 9 p.m.,
Grandpa's,
he's like, I got to go
cardigan.
To bed. Yeah.
There's a cardigan waiting for me.
There is, yeah. And there's something about him also. He kept morphing for me, like, into different female icons, like, and I finally landed on Juliana Rancic as, like, that's who physically he reminds me of the most. I think it's a little bit like a little bit of the underbite and just a little bit of the personality. And I was like, I bet this is what, and it's not a dig on her.
No,
she's beautiful.
It's a compliment to her.
Exactly. She's my number one cheat with Derek.
you get one pass. You could fuck John Hamm, but you're going to go Juliana Rancic.
No, she's beautiful. But there is something, just the features, I don't know, there's something about it that at first glance I'm like, God, I want to make out with you. And then after a while, it's nothing could be more.
I know. Yeah, I think he looks like a talking. Dinosaur. Like,
yeah.
Like he's a character on the show Dinosaurs, like the teen brother. He looks just like him.
Damn.
He's like, you want a piece of toast and you're so excited for toast and you can't get it the right temperature.
Yeah.
Or you're like, oh, it's soft. Oh, it's burnt.
Yeah.
Then you throw the toaster out the window.
I never thought I would actually think that Peter would be more interesting.
Of course he would be!
Because he's hot as shit.
And that's where it ends.
He's hot as shit. Period. But we actually know that if he got sucked onto the show, he would actually be looking for a wife. Because he's the only bachelor in, like, history of The Bachelor that seems to actually have morals. Like,
wait, so why do you think that Ari doesn't want to get married?
Because he's just like, he clearly, because the women he wants are Chelsea and like, hi, I said my brother's missing. Like that one.
I have a theory. I have a theory, though.
What's your
theory? My theory is that he's going to choose the woman who he picked for the first date individually.
Yeah. Becca.
She's, no, not the short hair.
No, Becca K. The
other
Becca.
Sorry.
Yeah.
She's very, I mean, she's very average. She's a very normal woman.
Minnesota.
In that she's not, like, totally fake like all the other ones.
Yeah.
I think he likes her the most, but he wants to make out with as many of the other hot girls as he can. But every time he's with her, he seems to have, like, a real conversation and, like, really
you're right.
enjoy it.
Interesting.
And so I think he's going to pick her
ultimately.
Like, but he wants to fuck in the fantasy suite two other people as well.
Did you guys hear that he asked Chris Harrison to get 6 fantasy suites?
What?
This year?
What?
I'm
what?
Just kidding.
But oh my God, I don't think he wants that. Oh my God, that was believable. So Crystal says,
I want a morning Emmy.
I have come her.
It is 10 a.m.
Guys.
It's your hour.
It's 10 a.m. somewhere, guys.
I love that. Time for some OJ.
Oh my God.
It's OJ hour somewhere.
Oh my God. It's time for some Greek yogurt and cat hair, guys. These button pants aren't going to remove themselves. I got to get on my drawstrings. Okay, Crystal. I came here to make a connection with Ari. And time is of the essence. It's like she would not. I love that they switched from, like, okay, we can't make the single mom the total villain. We're switching to lost girl, online exercise artist, dead missing brother.
Yeah.
So she's like, so she wouldn't shut the fuck up. Just tell me, should I be aggressive? I'm already inside your Scottsdale home. Is that too much?
She looks just like his mother.
Yeah,
she does.
I was like, don't you see that she is her? Like, stop now. You brought her home to meet the mom, and they're identical.
Yeah.
And the mom was so relieved. Like, oh, thank God you have such a grounded flower. Such a grounded flower that you've brought for us.
Also, like, nothing matters less than, like, looking at someone's high school when you don't know them.
Oh, my God. Who gives a shit? It doesn't even matter when you do know them. Even when you know them, it doesn't matter.
You know them.
Oh, this is where you got in trouble, Kay.
That is my worst nightmare, is a TV camera following me back to my old high school. Like, truly, I can't imagine.
It's not
a worse day. great. it would slaughter me.
Oh my God.
Is Crystal also the one, I think in week one, someone asked what she did and she literally goes, oh, I like help people and I do spa stuff and ice cream.
No, that wasn't her.
That was
waitress. Okay, that was waitress dry humper at the end. That was the girl.
Oh my God, she was so drunk.
That was a dry humper.
Like, so who are you gonna
do you get?
You man, I love lamp.
Dude, so the group date, it's a wrestling date, and they're all just hanging out in their high waisted Lululemon leggings, just hanging around the house.
I loved everything about this episode,
dude.
Every frame.
And so somebody said, I want to make a good impression on Ari, but I'm about to get my ass kicked, and he comes out. Ari, the kissing bandit, Lion Dyke, with that
so
fucking
mad.
Mask. That mask.
It's the only thing that makes him interesting.
I know.
It is. He's like, is this a personality? Yeah. Did I do it this time?
Oh, you're mysterious, because when you take the mask off, we all suddenly go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
I was so excited to see Kenny, obviously.
I know.
We hung out with him at
Tampa
Outside
Tampa Bay
Lands.
Buccaneers. I kept that man busy for 20 minutes until the people showed up.
You're welcome. Can my boyfriend was like, didn't you meet him at a party? I was like, it wasn't a party. It was like a private karaoke room.
Oh, my God. He's cute.
A private karaoke room.
Can we talk about how cute he is in person?
Oh, he's so handsome. Yeah. I don't know about him in person.
Yeah. He's much smaller. Like, he's not so built in person. Yeah. Like, he's just tiny
compact.
And tight. He's tight and hot. He doesn't know how hot he is because he brought, like...
Nothing's better.
He brought, like, a 6 to karaoke. He brought, like, a 6. He could have brought a 10. Isn't that true, Katie? He brought a 6 to karaoke.
Wait, as in the lady?
Yeah, he brought, like, a 6 to karaoke. And I kept thinking,
ignored the woman.
He's hot, though.
Yeah, he's hot.
And he wore
a lot of great personality.
A lot of, like, tight cashmere sweaters in San Francisco.
It's always a good move.
So I actually was worried that he was going to kick the shit out of Ari.
Me too. That was uncomfortable.
I was hoping.
Yeah, it was like, I really, really thought that he was going to be totally humiliated in front of that crowd of grandmothers. Like that very old crowd of
that
watchers.
Crowd, some of those shots of the woman, the old grand lady.
Oh, it was homophobic.
We were about to get it on. I was like, yes, yeah. Yes. And then she was like, whoa.
She was like going to throw up.
Oh my God. I was crying.
It was a shocking shot to include. Oh.
She's like, are those two going to gently stroke each other?
It was
I forget who played the lunch lady, but she has real talent. Okay. I honestly thought she committed and did a great job.
Anytime someone was not trying to be sexy, I was glad.
Oh, my God.
It's cool to not have to be a sexy kitten.
Yeah.
It was. The lunch lady was the best. Whoever came up with it had to be the editor of the dream sequences came up with the lunch lady.
I couldn't. I just paused it and took this literally is the greatest moment of my life.
And she didn't get bummed at all. She wasn't like, oh, I want to be a sexy kitten. Yeah. She was psyched. She owned it.
Yeah.
She nailed it. So before we get to that, they bring out, they're like, oh, you want it to be Glow, like the hot Netflix show. It's not Alison Brie. It's actually, we dusted off the sarcophagus, like the corpses of the real Glow, who were the meanest two women.
Oh my God. Making fun of Bibiana, I was like, her name is... Like Spanish.
Yeah.
Being crazy.
It was like racist and your mama can't smell. It's like, no, she's from a Latin country. Yeah. Like,
she was just about to be like, do you want to discuss DACA? Do you have a green card? And she's just like, whoa, these are pretty personal. We brought your mother in and now we're going to deport her. Is this too much? Get angry in the ring.
And one of them was like, kind of looked like Linda Carter. And
gorgeous. And the other one was like the lady who screams boo in the Princess Bride. Like, truly, like fully, like...
Linda Carter's handler.
That woman scared the shit out of me.
Oh, my God. Her vagina fell out. She pushed it right back in.
She's scared. I mean, she's scared. Like, this woman is not sober.
No.
Like,
no.
For sure.
I did a play once with a woman who kept... every day, she would always be like, oh, just having my Diet Coke. Oh, it's my Diet Coke. It's like, okay, I don't give a fuck about your... But then I was like, my Diet Coke, my Diet Coke. And then she fell down the stairs.
Oh.
And it was me and Marilyn Ricegob. And so Marilyn and I, like, snuck up to the dressing room and we tasted it. It was just like pure grain alcohol.
Oh.
I think it was this woman from Glow. I think, dude.
Glob, you mean?
And then when she pulled the hair of Tia, who I like Tia, and I didn't like
too.
Her. She actually, like, pulled pulled her head back in a way that was like...
That was demeaning. And,
it was demeaning. I would have maybe had a visceral reaction to that. Like, it was really bad.
It was.
And then meanwhile, little Becca, who is TV ready...
She's getting worse and worse.
Oh, my gosh.
She's getting insufferable.
Day one, I was like, I like her. She has an interesting haircut. She's not just like the rest. And I was like, oh, she's evil.
She is not...
Awful. How old do you think she is?
She's 56.
Do you apparently she's 22. The word on the street that...
Because I was going to say like 20 with the level.
Dude, she's a posturer.
Yeah.
She is. I have to also have to say, what takes a cat from sexy to not is filling in the nose too much.
I know.
I thought she,
it was like a real nose.
Really? Well, it was like a real cat nose, and I was like, Baba, what? Like, just it was too. It took it from being like a sexy kitten to being like a child.
Yes, like dressed up as well as you could for Halloween.
Baba, what? Baba, what?
And the kitty litter on the back of her pants.
Easy, Becca. Too soon. Oh my God.
You know that she's like Leslie Kahn star acting people now. Like, she is hitting her mark. She is adorable. And I noticed on the first episode, please pay attention. She's got just the tiniest lip injections.
Oh.
Like, so they're just a little bit plump.
Oh, bummer.
Just a little bit. Little baby with my Vava. What?
She's a nanny. And I was like, if I were the parents of this child, I'd be glued to the screen. Or a nanny's on The Bachelor. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
She is so not a nanny. Yeah. There is no way any... She is this to two gay guys. There is no way a woman would allow to either have her husband or her wife want to fuck her. You would never let her in as your nanny.
You know, the baby's first steps are like catwalk steps. Yes. Like, everything is so affected.
Oh, God. Oh. And she just... The beauty of her is she did come on as like Leslie Kahn's top acting student. She clearly doesn't give a fuck. Like, she doesn't give a fuck, and that's why she's the best contestant, because she doesn't give a shit.
I love when she asked him a couple weeks ago, what do you think is exciting? And he goes, excitement. And she goes, excitement. And she goes, you think excitement's exciting? And I was like, you called him? No one ever calls him out.
Excitement? I miss this.
Oh, it was the greatest.
She goes, what makes you excited? And he goes, excitement. And then he goes,
oh, we were done.
He goes, I like pizza, after she called him out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's so stupid.
No, it was like it was like khaki pants. Like, pizza.
Wait, when they had that conversation last night, when she was like,
So she, but I think part of it is because she literally is 20 and he's like a 42-year-old. Yeah. She was like, old man. Like, what the fuck? Like, excitement. Like, fucking be cool, bro. Yeah.
That's the worst answer I've ever heard in my life.
So then they have all their personas and they all have. So then Bibiana loses her shit and Tia goes off and they're like, no, they actually, as much as they were sort of crying, they legitimately got bullied. I would have cracked under that.
It would have been awkward. I hate watching someone who is afraid of acting try to do something like that, and they're like smiling the whole time. Like, it makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
She said to Bibiana, you were pathetic. Did your mom know how to spell your name? What kind of a name is that? Oh, God, that's really bad. And then the wiener girl hair pull. And then I did like Bibiana saying, you're an old wrestler, was what she said to Tia.
It's just facts.
I'm going to miss Bibiana. I'm going to miss her.
You're an old wrestler is the best comeback.
I love when people don't have it in them to get creative with insults. So they're like, fat bitch.
Like, it hurts more.
She's dead on too. She is an old wrestler. Erin. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, I like Tia, but like the early round crying, like the early episode crying, I take it too seriously, because think if I'm Ari and this one's going down off, you know, old lady propped up Weekend at Bernie's wrestler.
Yeah.
Like, what happens when we get into a car accident?
Right.
Or like there's something real.
I get the feeling that they cast her because they're like, people love Raven. You'll love Clavin.
But I like
her. She doesn't want to be there.
I like her, but I also just don't like him, and the girls I kind of like, I don't want to end up with old male lady.
Mama Liondyke. Liondyke.
When he goes, real quick, when he goes, I'm a race car driver, everyone goes, no. No, you're not.
You're not.
You're a real estate agent in Scottsdale.
That's like
one of the most boring places on this fucking planet.
And even
you're
watching race car driver.
Although,
I know
in
you
Scottsdale,
like Scottsdale. I know
last week, a guy slapped Harvey Weinstein twice and filmed
it. That's
cool.
Scottsdale. You know, it would never be Ari. It would never be Ari.
There's a couple nice blocks in Scottsdale if you like horses and turquoise.
There's a lot of turquoise, but they've got a good bowl place there. Okay, so then Becca, she's dressed up as a sex kitten. We've got the gold digger. Kenny comes out. We got the lunch lady. So then we get, so then they start fighting, and then we get to the sexy move. And it's literally, did you pull the gold digger? Like, did you pull her money out of her vagina? Like, when they got sexy, it was like, where did that money, where did she hide? It was slowly pulling bills out of her vagina.
Out of her butt, right?
And then making it rain.
I don't like
it. It was one of the greatest.
I hated that part.
I loved every second. I was like, is there extended coverage? Is this going to be on the bumpers? The trail? What I need.
She had a great ass. She had a great
ass. That's what it was.
It was so awkward. And the cut away to the woman's face. I was like, I love this show so much. I don't even know what to do with myself.
It made me happy.
It was
watching
so
it.
Weird. It was like non-athletic. Like the most unathletic women.
They got like two anemic.
Trying to be gay for 30
adults.
Seconds.
Yeah, it's like anemia.
They
like
were exhausted.
Play lesbian. Like, oh.
Yeah.
But they were so unimaginative, they couldn't even imagine what it would be like to kiss another woman.
No. The lady who was lying face down had a good ass. I will say that.
Oh, they're both hot.
I mean, everyone has a good body.
I mean, that's the thing. You're like, these women are all so fucking. I don't know. There's no gym there. There's so much. They're just drinking all day. I would
the
blow
amount
it
of
up.
Alcohol.
Oh my god,
it makes me scared. Like I'm like, these people get so fucked up. That one girl, especially the white dress.
Oh my god, I can't.
Where
wait.
I was like, you're ill. You're not well. Yeah. I mean, he's making out with you, and he's not that drunk, and that makes me feel really weird.
Oh, dude.
I also did love at the setup for the wrestling that he was like, Chris Harrison goes, welcome to Glob, the gorgeous ladies of Bachelor Wrestling.
Glob. The gorgeous ladies of Bachelor Wrestling.
The B is silent.
I feel like this season Chris Harrison's just given up.
Yeah.
Oh, he gave up 17 seasons.
But like, I feel like the hologram of Chris Harrison that they've been propping up, like the corpse of Chris Harrison that they wheel out from Calabasas is just like, he can't even, like the animatronic virgin is just out of juice.
He feels like he's not there at all. But also like they're not even trying to put him in. Like, I feel like we don't see him now.
He doesn't care.
It's great. Is he still dating Andy?
Oh, I hope they are. So then they're on a group date.
Ex-Bachelorette.
Yeah.
It's so insane.
They're on a group date, and Bibiana is like, immediately Crystal pulls him aside, and Bibiana is like, are you kidding me? I talked to her about this. And then so Crystal's like, it's just really hard. No, he says to her, to this fucking stage 5 clinger, it's just really hard to have you in a room with a lot of other women. You were so sexy today. I got to check myself a little. And then she goes, what am I supposed to do on group dates? Do you want me to be aggressive? He wants me to do whatever it is that is me. It's like, there is no you. There is no you. Like he's,
once I figure out who I am who you are and what I'm doing here, where my brother is, I'm gonna do something.
He wants to fuck the most
Does anybody
broken?
Know where my brother is?
Yeah.
He wants to fuck the most broken,
truly.
Like the land of broken toys.
I would have loved if she would have had a full like crisis of conscience after that moment, just walked away being like, who am I? What do I want?
Is this my real hair or face?
Somebody sent a video that I haven't watched yet that it's not her real voice. There's a video of her.
What?
We'll have to find that. We'll put it on.
Voice is crazy.
What do you want from me? What do you really want from me?
Oh my God, I would love it if that wasn't her real voice.
It would be great if she lost it 1 second into the camera. She's like, well, Ari and I talked about what he wanted.
What he wanted.
So then in a move that never, ever gets points, Bibiana goes as the tattler to like tattle on the girl that he wants to bone. And he's like, oh, Crystal, you know, it's not fair. We all are waiting. And she always grabs you. And I just feel like I would be more considerate. I am considerate. I'm just here to find love. And I'm here. The end goal is marriage. I would not just cut you off. I talked to her about it. And he's like, I'm sorry.
You can never talk to the person about
ever.
It ruins you.
It ruins you. Yeah. It ruins you.
It ruins you.
Because you're not taking advantage of your time.
No, yeah, just talk about shit.
Yeah.
It feels none of them have a conversation ever. But that's why I'm saying with that one Becca, he does seem to like...
You could walk in and someone could have stabbed you. Another woman could have stabbed you. You have a knife with blood pouring out and they'd be like, what happened? And you're like...
I had a really nice afternoon. Yeah. But if you go crystal stab me, no, you're not
you
getting
can't.
A rose.
No, you can't. No,
you
can't.
Exactly.
You could literally be like, I stabbed myself.
Even if it's totally logical.
Yes.
Side
I stabbed
note,
myself.
Does this caravan park exist? Because that was awesome.
It looks
oh my
great.
God, we loved it.
What is
it
that?
Great.
Is that
I don't
real?
Know. It was that must be
that must be LA.
Somewhere local.
Somewhere, yeah,
is
right?
that real? It feels like there's a few places like that in the bank vault that felt like they just set it up on a back lot.
Did they like create it?
Well, it felt
no,
too
the bank vault is that super awesome bar downtown.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys, we got to go to that.
And
oh my God, maybe we could do a live show at that caravan park.
But we got it. We said the same thing. We're like, where is this place?
Yeah, that, it did look awesome.
So then he pulls Tia into one of the caravans. Basically, they give him like six caravans to finger in, you know, like finger your way around the world, Ari.
Yep.
So then he starts kissing Tia. His kissing is so disgusting.
It is so, it's like a full-on silly putty tongue just flies out into them.
His claymation hands.
Yeah. Guys, it's that, the one thing I kind of like about
him. Brian!
Like, I am usually so disgusted when anyone kisses on that show. And with him, I think it's because they set it up that he was such a great kisser that I'm only seeing that. And I'm like,
oh my
God.
He's
a great kisser.
I feel like I'm five when I watch it because I go like, ew!
I do, ew, ow, I also feel
I fast
like
forward. I have to fast forward. I go,
He does a hair. He grabs some hair and he pulls it forward into his hand onto your face.
He loves touching their hair.
And then it goes down. And basically, like, a people, like, he likes the chesty one. So he gets almost like a titty grab on, like, the single mom.
Yes, he
and,
loves
like,
her tits.
He loves, or her tits are, like, they're filled with milk and they're spilling out. Oh, my God, when we get to her statement, which is, I can't wait.
Yeah.
But, like, his kissing. Katie, Anna, how you guys doing? What do you want to say about his kissing? Are you so grossed out? Anna, let's hear. How are you, Bunny? Anna had a harrowing experience. She got held hostage again.
What?
Again, she got held hostage.
I didn't see the person though. There was just a gunman in our work building.
What? You're just so cute that everybody wants to take like capture you.
I didn't see anything. I was just hanging out.
Was it more traumatic to be held hostage twice in 1 year or watch Ari kissing?
Ari kissing.
Yeah. How gross is that? How like you can't unsee that.
Yeah, I just don't. I just like look away when he kisses.
Does Zach watch the show with you?
Begrudgingly, yeah.
And is he so fucking grossed out by it?
He keeps telling me Ari's gay. He's like, there's no way this guy is straight. So I'm
Brian?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah. But I feel like you could say that about all of them.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It takes a certain sort of narcissism to.
Ben Higgins didn't seem gay. He's too vanilla.
But he's
rib scripture is not gay.
Oh my God. We have the best gossip that I will tell you after.
The kissing though, really, really quickly.
The best gossip.
I was watching with someone that had never seen the show before.
Yeah.
My young lover.
Oh!
And she screamed out, oh, the first time he kissed.
You're Becca. You're Becca.
She's never, ever seen my Becca. She goes, oh my God, that kid. She's like, and she reenacted with the horns coming up. So it's not just us.
Yeah, it's
she
disgusting.
Has never seen a frame of the show before.
Oh, she's so gross.
And she screamed during the kissing. Mm-hmm.
It's nasty.
It's so
nasty.
Gross. So then while all of this is going on, Chelsea is sitting there just holding court like the biggest dumbass. Like, I just know it's my man. Did you guys get time with him? I just hope you got time
Crystal.
With him.
No, Crystal.
Crystal. Because my time with him, every girl has to go in and just know that I just had the most magical time with him. It's worth fighting for. Like,
and then they're like, and you really need to use your time because you never know when you're going to get it.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so manipulative.
I wanted a sinkhole. I need her to go through the ground
back up. She could be from Florida. There's not a small chance that she'll be near a sinkhole at some point in time. Yeah.
Do you think that was her first time taking lunches to the homeless?
The camera's getting.
By the way,
hey guys, here's these. You can have two because I'm not going to walk around and give them to other people.
Yeah. That's totally what that was.
And they look so confused, like, we're not homeless. Like, why are we
working
here? It was the gaffer and the fucking
foley. They look like
artist.
Crew, yeah.
They're like, wait, who's dressed the shittiest
thing? They're like,
thing?
We already ate
those leaves.
Yeah.
Then Becca, the Becca, She is just saying, I just feel very blessed right now. I have a lot of gratitude for this. She gets there. She goes in and he's like, who are you? And then we can just talk about Becca. We'll do the whole Becca chat right now. Yeah. She's like, who are you? And then at some point she goes, I'm your biggest nightmare because I don't give a shit. But what you like needy mom. She called him out.
And he's like, you're really blowing my mind. And he was like hard at the same time.
Oh,
he was
God.
Really hard. And we'll get to it. But on the bed that Bibiana set up.
That was so sad.
God, that was so sad. I was like, my little meatball's never going to get on the bed.
Why didn't she interrupt and say, I made this?
I know.
Meatball.
Well, because they sent out the first girl. He's basically fingering on the bed. Meatball rolls up like blah 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 like
me. No, she never got out there.
No, she had no. She didn't know how to interrupt. Then he literally grinded 48 women.
They kept like, where did this come from? Every time.
Yeah. Every time.
Also, there's nothing to do in that house, and every time he was like, "Thank God, there's a bed," as if like I couldn't possibly stand for another. Like it didn't even seem like he was
He's
excited because it was sexy.
Are.
He was just like
tired.
The guy's like, "God, I take a nap."
So old.
Can someone bring me my robe? Is it too soon for my robe?
It's so gross too because like when you read about all these disgusting guys that are coming out, like he just has one move. It's the same move over and over. Like just filter in a different Lauren, Lauren A, Lauren Z, Lauren N, Lauren. God.
Wait, really quick, can we talk about how Lauren S on the date referred to herself as Lauren S?
I
was like, you don't have. You can just say Lauren when it's just you.
Oh my
Lauren
God.
L, I hear what you're saying.
I know. I was like,
oh, yeah, we got to that.
This
date.
Is such a Lauren S date. Oh. I was like, dude, you are Lauren.
Yeah. I didn't even hear that.
That's I'll be whatever you want me to be. It's so sad.
Call me Merlot. It said Merlot on the envelope. Yeah. I'll be Merlot. Am I Merlot?
Oh, also that when the date card said something like, you had me at Merlot, and she goes, that is so sweet.
Like a PA wrote
that. What did
that
mean to you?
And was like, I think we're going to do something with wine.
No, and when they said, like, love is rough, they were like, ah!
Oh my God, they
it's
loved it.
It's a meaningless riddle.
They loved it. How did it spell? Ah!
Oh, also, I love that there were actually no shots of Napa because it's burned to the ground right now. And so they were like, look, and it was one vine.
Okay.
They were like, look, Napa's so beautiful. It's like, they can't show it.
No, the whole thing was green screen.
Where we saw smoke. Like, there was like haze. And so, because I said, as soon as I said we're going there, I'm from up there. So the fires were like a big deal. And so I was like, did they do this before or after
no.
the fires?
They didn't even show
during,
Napa. They literally
during,
were like, look at
during.
The grave.
Well, like,
that's how they got the money.
It and
so
I thought I saw like haze or smoke. And so did my boyfriend. And then he's like, maybe they did it at the very beginning of the fires.
Oh, okay.
And then I looked up the winery, though. It is still there. And they have a big, The Bachelor was here on their website.
Oh, and Lauren's like, ooh, I'm getting ash. I'm getting smoke. People being destroyed. I'm getting fleeing. I'm getting a little bit of fleeing.
Side note. This has nothing to do but something that I saw. There was one shot that I texted you guys that looked like Ari fucking Kenny when he was upside down.
Oh,
do you have the photo?
Yes,
show
yes,
them.
Yes,
show
yes,
them.
Yes.
Okay, so then we but before I just also want to point out something else he did. When he was talking about the wrestling date, he goes, I was out of my element. You girls were in your element. He always calls them girls.
Uh-huh. He always calls them girls.
Look at that. Look at that. That's him fucking Kenny.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So exciting.
So fun.
So then.
Wow. Yeah. Hot.
So then we get.
And the ref isn't on it.
Yeah.
So then we get.
That old woman must have been so upset during that.
Oh my version. God. She was like, this is not how the Lord intended it. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Okay. So then we have. So then he gets on the date. He goes, the Merlot, like I Merlot want to, whatever. What was the date?
You had me at Merlot.
So then she goes, this is a very Lauren S. date. That's what she said. This is a very Lauren S. date.
Oh, I was like, God. Just say it's so me or something. Like, it's just like, you don't have to.
Oh,
if I said,
God.
Lauren L. loves this, I'm insane.
Every girl on this show has laryngitis, too. She's like, every girl, she showed up and she's like, she's wearing her little jeans, but I knew she was going home the second they showed her putting her suitcase out.
I had questions.
Because they don't normally
remind you.
But I knew it from the way he was eating during the whole conversation.
Oh, no, wait, we'll get there. So no, with the second the suitcase came out, I was like, they did that like 5 years ago, so you understood the game, but they stopped doing that. Mm-hmm. So you forget they didn't do that when the other Becca went on the one-on-one. They didn't show her wheeling her suitcase like it's an option. So then she shows up and. Oh, God. God bless her. She's so sweet, but she was so fucking anxious and boring. And by the way, I'm sure I would be a weirdo on the show in a different way.
I feel like I absolutely would fall into that category.
Me too.
I felt, I honestly felt terrible for her the entire time.
Me too. Because you know when you're being
aware. She was panicking, but she couldn't stop it.
She couldn't stop it.
You know when you have a crush on someone so much that you can't act normal? I've dated people.
Out of your body.
I've dated people where I'm like, I can't relax around them.
It's awful.
Yeah, when Paget does this podcast.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
when you can't make
all those episodes, you're so weird.
I know. I'm so weird.
You act so weird.
She'll say something and I'll go, oh, my God. And then I crawl under the table.
That's so true.
Oh, Paget, whatever he just said. I love Merlot. And then I run out into the traffic.
So then they have nothing to say to each other. She's talking and talking. But it's always like, but I'll get back to that. But I'll get back to that. It's the first time we've ever seen someone eat food on a date.
He is scarfing it down. He's like, I don't care about it. I'm not attracted to you. There's no time for me to talk. He didn't care. He was eating fully. And then she would say like, my parents are crazy. I love my parents so much. I'll tell you all about that. I mean, I just really love them. And I was like, so is that you telling them? Yeah. Or like, it was so...
And then he's like, I'll take the check when he got the check in the middle of the meal.
You know that he has only talked at all the way. He's never asked anybody anything.
No.
He likes to talk.
And then at the end, he kept being like, I know she loves her family. It's because she said that 10 times. Like, I don't know why he kept saying that, like, to make it sound like she was a good person.
I think he didn't know what to say. Yeah. But he was like, look, he also goes, she's 28, by the way. He goes, she's great. She's so mature. It's like, you clearly, like, have a thing for really young chicks.
Yeah.
But you don't have to, a woman knows when you're calling her old, and she's 28, and you're 45.
How old is he?
36.
Okay.
But you can't call a 28-year-old mature. We know what you're saying, dude.
Yeah, he's so much older than 36.
That is a huge... That's what he admits to or something, because there's no way.
So then the girls are all... Mm-hmm. The women are all sitting around the house. Crystal is hanging out in a crushed velvet bustier.
Oh, yeah.
She and her crushed velvet man.
Yeah.
The crushed velvet bustier. They do the thing. Things are going to get rough. The girls go crazy. And the Annalise... she goes, I had a very traumatic experience with the dog. Here's my theory. I think they set up Demo Derby and the dogs knowing full well about her past just because they couldn't wait to film these. The video was the best thing I have ever
seen. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Straight up reenactment with a baby.
Why would they reenact it?
Wait,
when have they ever had a reenactment? It never happened.
It's like they dusted off the editors from Bachelor in Paradise who are such geniuses. Right.
It was so funny. I had tears I was like, this is the greatest show ever. And you know what my theory on the dog attack was? It's her entire family's fault that she had a fear from that, because if she was as young as that baby, she would have no memory of that, and they could just say like, oh, there was an accident, and not make it about like every dog is bad.
Also that a pack of huskies attacked her in the middle of the
puppies.
They were puppies.
Husky puppies.
Which is nothing cuter than a husky.
No, they are the
puppy.
Sweetest.
It wasn't like we went camping with my family and hyenas came out of the woods, drooled and sunk the claws.
And her car thing was bumper cars. It's like she has these like
husky puppies.
Oh, my God. They could be like, the group date is with the wind, and she's like, I had a traumatic experience with the wind. One day it was windy.
Her triggers are like cute. They're like adorable.
She's not able to function in society if this is how she reacts.
She's a beautiful woman who got less and less cute. Yeah. The more, like, her face got more and more dimples all
she
over.
She looked so crazy.
She was like so fragile, about to fucking
crack. And I was like, girl, not up. I'm from New England. My grandmother was a Christian scientist. They'd be like, I got pneumonia. Take a swim in salt water. It's a salt water cure. It's like, dude.
Oh, my God.
Like, nut up a little lady.
Just do it. Oh, a group date with scrambled eggs? Oh, God, I had a traumatic experience with scrambled eggs. One morning, a hyena broke into my window and made me scrambled eggs.
Baby chicks came.
Baby chicks.
And they all had tutus on. But with the dogs, it was like the tamest thing it could be because they're these trained dogs on TV who do tricks. Like, nothing is going to happen. And she still scooped the poop, and she still did it badly.
You knew?
I was like,
scoop it. What's an attitude?
I could not believe, like, I don't expect charisma when someone's doing that job.
Yes.
But I still was like, you're bringing nothing.
This is a show at the Grove. Yeah.
This has to be loving my scooping job.
By the way, you know she freaked out. In order to get that job, she must have had a legit freak. So they're like, fine, you can scoop the poop.
They didn't show that, though. I was like, what?
I know.
How did
I
wanted to the poop
show.
Job?
I knew when we were in the park with all the puppies that Katie Levine was at her house losing her fucking mind with excitement. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Anything with dogs, I like.
They were so cute. But then we heard the bad boy guitar riff, like, meow, meow, meow. We're at this really exciting place in Los Angeles. Meow, meow, meow. It's an outdoor mall with Tommy Bahama and the American Girl Dolls and Nike Goddess. Meow, meow, meow. Is your iPhone broken and you need to get see a Genius Bar at the Mac Bar? Meow, meow, meow. Welcome to the Grove.
And then Fred Willard is like, could I jerk off here?
It's cool if I jerk off. Right?
What like, happened Fred to Willard, Fred Willard?
Fred Willard showed up straight from the dead.
Oh,
surely, just like, and I was like, this is terrible
up.
Timing.
Oh, my God. Like,
and then they didn't. There was like not one trick that worked. And Fred Willard was like,
doggy style?
You're like, oh. You can't make a doggy style joke.
Did you know
been
it's
caught
a new...
jerking off in
public?
There's a new, it's a new era for women, Fred Willard.
Yeah. It was so weird and pathetic. So and also, weird. No one could get a trick. I was like, how come no one can get one of these tricks?
And then Chelsea's doing it. Some random girl runs up. And then she's like, that's wonderful. Bad dog. Like, I'm like, you can't even fucking fill the air with something cool.
Oh, it's so sad.
They were.
So
it was
bad.
The worst dog show in the history. At the Grove. Pretty public.
Just watching like, people who can't perform. It's just horrible. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that I feel like Ari probably thought it was like the best show he'd ever seen.
Yeah.
It was like, this is amazing.
It was so funny because
I got
like,
free tickets to this show.
He was like, this show is, it was hilarious. And they cut to me just like staring.
I know. I was like, so bored.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Like, have you ever laughed hard? I can't imagine.
So then they go downtown to the bank and fucking Chelsea's like, I know that before when the 101 was happening, she's like, Ari's going to pick me because he knows I'm a mother and my time is precious. So then she gets him alone. He pulls her aside first and she goes, you know, this was really symbolic of my life. Like, I love dogs and I'm here to discover myself through someone else. And then
it's the only
she,
thing I wrote down.
She said, I couldn't have thought of a better time in my life to do this. Really? You mean once you have a 3-year-old at home?
Yeah, wouldn't it have been better when you were 24?
Like, you have a fucking 3-year-old. This is the best time. That's a really little person at home, like in Maine. Like, where's mama? Mama, where's mama?
Abandoning my child to discover myself through someone else.
Dude.
Sounds wonderful. It sounds like
a
the
stranger.
Place I should be.
Yeah.
You know that is giving him boner fever. Like, oh, you're going to abandon yourself just for me. I'm going to have all of you.
Oh.
What's his thing for mothers? What is that?
I think
that?
It's because of Emily.
Yeah.
He dated a mother before Emily.
Oh, really?
Did he?
Yeah.
I think Emily broke him.
Mm-hmm. Which also, like, is nothing to really... And let me explain what I mean by this. It's nothing to really brag about that you popped into a kid's life and acted like a dad for a few months and then popped out.
Yes.
It's actually awful.
It's yeah.
You've done that to multiple children.
Yeah. Like, that's some sort of weird God complex or something.
Where's Uncle Ari? Where did Uncle Ari go?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh,
and yeah,
God.
If you watch 90 Day Fiancé.
You know I do.
He'd be calling Daddy. If it was with Nicole. Oh, my God.
I gotta
so
watch
good.
That.
You have
so
to watch
so
it.
Good.
She has
so
this young
good.
Idiot who has this child, and every boyfriend she's had is called the boyfriend.
She makes the daughter.
The daughter calls the boyfriend dad.
Yeah. She's like, look at daddy.
No.
Look at daddy. It's awful. It's awful.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. So then Becca K, his first date, he pulls her aside. But then they actually got normal where she goes, I thought you were a big dork. And he goes, you were the dork doing the hula hoop around your neck. I'm like, why didn't we see that? I wanted to see her hula hooping around her neck. And then they were actually kind of cute and funny and dorky.
I
and
like
then they,
her.
But then he didn't give her the rose. He he like fully made out with Chelsea and gave. He is so led
by
his dick.
He's having real connections with Becca K.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he doesn't. it'll come around. I really honestly I think that's who he's gonna propose to.
Yeah, he's gonna bone Chelsea and Becca Shorthair.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he might bone Tia. I don't think he bones the mom at the end of the day.
He'll definitely bone other Becca.
Yeah, Becca.
Oh, Becca's in it. His Becca, dick's Tia, Becca. Already in her yeah. pants.
Oh my god. So then they go Lauren B. Okay, so then we're back. We're at the group date. Bibiana sets up her bed.
Oh, Bibs.
This was heartbreaking.
It was bad.
It was bad. The day bed.
That made me so sad.
It was so awkward. And then that fucking girl, Ari, whatever, the one with the mask with all the issues, who is putting on lip gloss to get a kiss. Mm-hmm. I don't think Bibiana kissed him. Did Bibiana ever kiss him?
I don't think she did. And by the way, Bibiana, I think, would have stayed had she said, I did this. I made this. I made your bed.
Yeah.
I feel like if she would have gotten out in front of it, I feel like she would have stayed.
I know. She lacked the confidence.
I feel like she could have... maybe let the first person have those 5 minutes since you were interrupting, but then wait right there. And the yes. second she's going to be like, hey, I set this up and it's kind of hurting my feelings. Yeah. Like, I didn't get a chance to
no,
be
No, she's so self-defeating.
Yeah.
I know. I wanted her to like forward roll out with like a pot of ragu. Listen. This is my love nest.
Yeah.
And just take credit.
No one's ever really set up a thing like that.
No.
Like made a little place to hang.
He sent up a country western.
Yeah, he's like, I got hay for you.
And moonshine. That's kind of offensive.
It's like insane.
You're from
the South.
You want moonshine?
I also knocked out one of my front teeth. Is that cool?
Okay, I got you some moonshine.
Oh.
It's like, go fuck yourself.
No.
So then he's with young Becca, and he's like, do you want to get married? And her mind, she's like, no.
Not even close.
I'm trying to get a SAG card out of this.
And then she goes, you want
trying
me?
Trying to get a morning Emmy.
You want me? Morning Emmys don't hand out themselves.
They certainly don't. They only give out 1,000 a year, and that's it.
Dallas
like
Rain.
10, Brian. Like more like 10, Brian.
You know why? You want me because I'm safe. You know I don't need you. Maybe that's why you like single moms, too. And he's like, oh, my God. Mind blown.
He couldn't believe what she was throwing down. He'd never looked inward before that moment.
You're right.
Never. He had never considered what his tastes are and why. Mm-hmm. And she said it, and he was like, oh, you really calling me out here. Oh, my God. It was like crazy.
In some ways, she's the best contestant because she's hot.
Yeah.
She has personality. And she doesn't want to get married.
I know, but I hate watching her.
She's awful.
I don't like watching her, but you're right, Arden. She's fantastic.
She brings out good stuff.
Well, I don't want to hang out with her. And she's a potster. And she's a high school girl. Yeah. She's a high school bitch. She's the pretty girl with the lip injections who is cool enough to cut all of her hair off. I know she's still the hottest girl. In the room.
Yeah.
And she didn't give a shit.
And Ari had a moment where he had a look inward on my little sweet meatball's bed, and she gets no credit.
I know. He was having romantic moments with so many people, though, where it was like more intense than it had been ever before. And Bibiana's like, I did this.
Yeah.
It's also like watching it really got gross. It's like, you're just making out with everyone. You're so psyched to be the bachelor. You're not asking any of them any questions.
No.
We don't know anything.
To the point where other girls were like, has everyone made out with him now? Like, we've all made out with him now, right?
That's a lot of women. It's like 36 women.
And it's like episode 2, and he's like, yeah, it's really gross.
That's too, like, he's made out with 30 women in 2 episodes. That's so gross.
No, and I really was thinking about if I were on the show, I would be really disgusted if he was going to make out with me after having kissed 10 people that night.
That night.
Like, it's just really gross.
Watching him, like, even in the caravan, I was like, caravan to caravan, and then, like, just, like, day bed. It was just, like, he stays on the bed, and, like, a harem of women.
I know.
It was so disgusting. And then, so then he does the hay bales. He gives her the moonshine. She says it tastes like gasoline in a good way. And then she says that she's smitten.
Well, it's the moonshine talking.
It's also because he said, I wanted to make sure you're okay. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm taken care of instead of being the taken care of her.
I know. How little do you need in your life?
Shoot higher, Tia. You're better than that. I'm from Wiener, Arkansas.
It's so shocking that, like, they found 20 women that this is enough for them.
Yes.
Like, this is their meeting their standards they set for themselves.
So then Annalise is like, I'm getting a kiss. And she walks him 15 miles. to the upper balcony. He's like, over here. No, not here.
We're going up.
Okay, wait, not this corner. It's going to be, put your hand on my tit. Turn your head, tilt your head, mouth open, and we go. And he was like,
And you know it wasn't cutting around it, that literally the whole time they walked to that location, she was only saying directions.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, literally the whole time, that's all she could think of.
Can't you just be like, hey, I really wanted to talk to you a little more and hang out, and then, like, start a conversation?
Yeah, you know nothing about each other.
Yeah, just ask anything.
It's so easy.
Tell me about
She had traumatic experiences when she went right.
But, yeah.
So she could only go left up the staircase.
I just had a really traumatic experience. I opened the door, and there was a bunny. A thing of bunnies.
It's just a bunny.
I do watch her, though. I watch people like her and the girl that panicked on the date, and I feel like I would choke on the show. Not
absolutely
in this way, but I would fold
in and be
a weirdo.
I would too.
I'm sure I'd be weird, but what it really is, it's like you can ask any question in the entire world. You know nothing about this person. Mm-hmm. You could say, did you ever have a really stupid job you hated? You could talk about anything at all, and it would start a conversation, and then you would be fine.
Yeah.
But it's so unnatural. It's so painful to watch.
And, also, like, with, I guess the thing I wouldn't do that she kept doing is I wouldn't keep going back.
Oh my God.
I know.
You know what I mean? That was something I know I wouldn't
do. That was bad advice from another girl.
Yeah.
Chelsea, that bitch, is like, no. Go back, chase him.
You need to get your answer. It's like you got the answer when you said it felt like you were going home. Like you're done.
Yeah. And then she went and cornered him and he's like, well, I hadn't really thought about it, but if you're asking me, like, I don't see our future. He handles himself well in the moment.
Because he's fake as hell.
Except for the word amazing. Someone tweeted that us, but they used awesome. And it's amazing. He says to every single woman, you're amazing.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm amazing and you're putting me into a van and not looking back.
Wow. Like,
why am I so amazing?
Your definition of amazing, you mean like... so boring and unattractive, and I don't like you at
nervous.
All. And you make me just really uncomfortable. That's what I mean by amazing.
Like, I'm amazed at how fucking awkward this is. I am amazed that a date could go so badly.
Yeah.
The taxidermy girl is going far.
Yeah.
But then we get to, walk by, the date is getting later, and that crazy woman, Jenna, in the white dress, is literally grinding on him, going, any Christians? Any deaths? Nope, no deaths. Oh, really? No deaths? I got a big bow for you.
Oh, wow. Oh. That was clean up aisle four.
It was Bibiana, so sloppy. I think Bibiana, like, I was like, oh, don't go, Bibiana, don't go. And when Annalise went to and got cut, when Becca was like, I can't watch it. Like, I actually, it was the most real I've ever seen her. It was like, I can't watch this either. It was awful.
I literally, like, I fast forwarded. I was like, I can't see sweet little traumatic. This is like yet another traumatic experience. This is going to be like a month later in her life, and she's going to be with some guy, and she's like, I can't kiss you because I had a traumatic experience.
Oh my God.
She'll never kiss again, you guys.
He was a little misleading, though, when she was asking him about kissing, because she's like, oh, so are you asking me?
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like flirty.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm just putting it out there. And then he was like, no.
I was so... God. As a person who lacked confidence in my formative years, that's how high school felt
me
for
too.
Me
too. Oh, my God.
That's how high school felt for me.
I would have tipped right over that balcony. Yes. I probably just would have hurled myself off it.
You just roll backward.
That's the thing.
I would have rather killed myself off of that balcony. Like, straight down head first. Like a fucking...
Totally.
Just make sure the neck is broken because I don't want to be paralyzed.
Saluted him and just been like, see ya.
And sing.
Whee! But that's the thing, though. You were in high school, and these women are fully grown
adults.
Women.
Yeah.
So
except
it's
for Becca.
Like, you should not be still having these experiences that are this painful. Yeah. Where you're talking to someone who clearly is not into you. Like, that has not happened to me in many years where I've been interested in someone who is just like, no.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, God.
Then he was like, Husky!
Oh, my God.
You're right. That really ends at like 21, 22.
You can read the sign.
Yeah, you can. Then Chelsea, she's upset going in with no rose, and she says, it makes me feel really worrisome.
No, I know!
No, it makes you feel worried.
No,
it makes you feel worried.
It's a worrisome situation.
It makes me feel really worried.
She's not intelligent.
She's bringing a little
dumb. High school? I feel like she talked about this.
And now she's raising, she's going to be raising another little dumb.
She's a realtor's assistant.
Oh, great. Unemployed. Pot fucking delivery.
Oh. And then he cut the meatball.
Oh, yeah. My sweet meatball. I want to hang out with Bibbs.
Yeah, she's tough.
You know,
cookie.
If
meatball,
you want to like you pick one of those ladies to rip it up for a weekend in Vegas. I'm rolling with meatball.
Oh, definitely. She would have fun.
Oh my god. Oh,
wait, you have trouble getting in somewhere.
Who's the Indian woman? Meatball.
She'd murder someone.
What's that woman's name? The Indian woman,
Marique.
Oh yeah, Marique.
To me, it was
is she
like
still alive.
Yes, and he kept her right before instead of keeping Bibiana, and I was like. This is just getting to that. We're getting in that weird territory where he's just keeping some people because they're pretty, but he hasn't talked to them at all.
Yeah.
And there's no reason. But he's like, so I know I don't like you.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'll
yeah.
keep you because I don't know for sure what's happening, but probably not.
He doesn't know who anybody is.
No.
I'm not sure if that Indian woman feels alive.
No, her yeah. face doesn't move in any way.
I don't know what
her face does not move.
I don't know what excites her. Like,
and the behind the scenes on her, like her family seemed interesting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And
she's like, Mom, keep cooking.
Yeah.
I own
the,
the
mother
I've
should be on
cooked.
The show.
Yeah.
I like the mother.
I
don't like her, but I like the mother.
You guys, what a not like you've exceeded my expectations, Brian. I can't.
Is that true?
Yes, you're so fucking funny. Please come back
anytime.
You're so dead on.
I loved it.
I mean, va va va. What you earned your seat at the table for life. Do you want to read our tweets of the week and then we get to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have. By the way, America, you were on fire. There were so many fucking funny
tweets.
There were
so many good tweets.
So I narrowed it down. I put like 15. I sent them to Anna and she picked these. So what you do, you don't need to read at Art of Marine, but you just read who said it and then you read the tweet and there's six of them. And then you read through and then we narrow it down to two
like
and then
this.
We vote. Yeah.
Okay. This is from at Drewski H who says, Napa Valley was so quiet. Usually you'd hear crickets, but they fell asleep listening to that date combo. Okay, this is from at Real John Moore. Becca and her ex broke up because they were starting different high schools that fall.
Yes, so good.
This is from at Trixie Firecracker. Watching Becca M and Ari kiss is what I imagine a straight version of Call Me By Your Name would be.
Oh my God, yes.
This is from at Mama Bird Sarah. Stop the presses. Ari just actually took a bite of food on the one-on-one date. This is the most surprising season of The Bachelor ever. And those are the tweets.
No, I think there's one more.
Oh, I think it went back to the...
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Those were amazing.
Those were amazing.
Oh, there was one? Oh, this is from at Basebone1.
Oh, Seth.
What a shame. We were only six episodes from hearing how a three-year-old Annalise almost lost an eye in a traumatic fantasy suite experience.
There's one more.
I did this very
was
wrong.
Was she three when it happened? Because they showed a one-year-old.
They showed a six-month-old.
At Bear Tennis says, real trauma is having to see Ari in that 99-cent party city mask every week.
Oh, my God.
I think I just did it.
No, there's one more.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
There's one more.
Brian's never used a phone.
I've never used a phone.
Oh, my God.
I'm still doing
That's
it. Cricket.
That's it.
My cricket flipper.
Okay.
I've only ever heard of Twitter. At 912 Jimmy says, not going to say Becca M is too young for Ari, but she has auditioned for all of Annalise's flashbacks.
Oh my God!
I think that's the winner.
That was the best.
That's the winner.
Oh my God!
Is that the winner?
I think that's the best one.
At 912 Jimmy, not going to say Becca M is too young for Ari, but she auditioned for all of Annalise's flashbacks.
That's so good.
Those are the best tweets ever.
So
that was a really good selection.
That was a great selection.
And there
selection.
Was like 15 more. People were
Those
on
were solid
fire.
Jokes.
It was such
Those
a great episode.
Yeah, it was. So good. Much happened.
So much
Next
happened.
Week looks more exciting, I will say.
Oh,
but they always do that.
They always do, yeah.
I have to say, like... You know, it may not be the most fun to watch, but we've gotten so many fun tweets and so many fun podcasts.
Oh,
over
yeah.
This.
I just say it is worth watching to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fun to talk about.
Yeah.
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 I honestly, it's so much more fun to talk about than watch.
Yeah.
It's true.
Because I'm just sure. like, what? I can't wait to talk about that.
I know.
I would have turned
sure.
it off 75
I
times.
Know.
So then I have to say, we got a bunch of, after that horrible review that we got last week, we got so many. We got
it was just one random dude
he
being
said
so
I was,
gross.
He said that I sounded like a hyena getting dipped in hot lava.
And then we hired someone to murder.
Okay. So here are
That's
some
how
of the
trolls work.
Thank you for liking us on Facebook and iTunes. Here are some of the comments we got this week that were bitter than the last one. 5 stars. by gaseous clay. I'm pretty sure these ladies and Rob might be my combined spirit animal. Do yourself a flavor. Watch the latest Bachelorette app. Get your friends together. Listen to the recap and get ready to cry. Easily my favorite political podcast.
Yes!
Because the guy said we just talked politics. I'm like, thank you for making me sound like I could host a political podcast, but I'm not that fucking well.
When Ari started kissing Kamala Harris, I was like, oh my God.
Watch out, Angela Merkel. He's going to tongue you. Okay, then we have another one. 5 stars from Krishkrat222. I literally laugh out loud while listening to every episode and end up with lots of weird stares on the subway, but it's totally worth it. I look forward to this every week. Yay. So we appreciate it. And just one email, you can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Here's an email. Sorry, I'm going to do this as fast as I can. I'll just read one.
Dear Arden, I love you so much. I love your politics.
Oh, my God.
Love Dirty Rob.
Will you talk politics to me? Haley Burbige says, oh my God, I thought I was totally off at the beginning of the episode when they showed her feeding the homeless. My sister was like, you picked the girl feeding the homeless people as your villain? But maybe, just maybe, I had some weird intuition. There's something off about her. And I'm sorry, during the episode, she's irritating as fucked. Love the episode. So glad you're all back. Thank you so much for emailing. Guys, do you have anything you want to plug before we go?
Does this come out this week?
Yeah,
so I'm
tomorrow.
I'm at Sketchfest on Sunday.
Yay!
You can go to throwingshade.com for tickets. We have Dan Savage as our guest, which is exciting.
Ooh, fun.
Dan Savage.
I will be at Sketchfest on Friday doing with special guest Lauren Lapkus with Mary Holland.
Yay!
Friday night, 10 o'clock. I've posted about it on Twitter. And on Saturday, Wild Horses is doing Sketchfest as well. And we have Minnie Driver as our guest.
What?
So come.
We will be doing Sketchfest the 28th Sunday. Please come. I might try and get Dean. I might just pay for him out of pocket and bring Dean.
Where does he live?
He lives in Venice. I think he's available. We've already spent like our airfare getting. I might just feel like, come on, Dean. You can sleep
with
me.
You're generous.
Not really. I'm a fool. Guys, I just want to say also, this summer on Netflix, you have to watch Insatiable. We're filming it right now. It's my favorite thing I've ever done. I'm obsessed with the show. It has captured me in Atlanta, but it is the best thing I've ever done, so I can't wait for it to come out. All right, you guys. In conclusion, Katie, Anna, anything you want to say?
Great. What a conclusion.
That's why we pay him the big bucks, you guys. Right. Always stick in the landing with silence.
And here we go. Playing us out. Oh, my God. What? Ryan, did you have fun?
I truly had the best time.
Oh, my God. We had the best time having you.
But I feel like, and I know all your guests are amazing, I just want it to be this group.
I know. This is a dream group.
And I know all your guests are amazing, I wish so much fun.
I wish that you would play your podcast entirely on our podcast. And your mom was also bit by a horse.
She was, and also, the two times we've had a conversation, you have talked about the open house that you got that shirt at.
I have no topics in conversation.
Were you wearing it both times?
No, she was just talking about it.
I get so nervous around you, I get tongue-tied. Bye!
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential.
We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.